Well, thank you, Josh. And I'm proud to be part of the Unlearning family. And I'm here to talk about how to podcast strategically. And I think that podcasting is getting more and more popular. And like we said before, I was doing it kind of in its infancy. So my take on podcasting is a little different than most people nowadays. So I'd like to share a little bit about my background. I have a degree in advertising, and I was podcasting probably 10, 12 years ago. So I look at podcasting through the lens of a marketer, not a broadcaster. And I think that in today's world, people are looking at podcasting more as a broadcaster and just another form of kind of sharing audio and visual stories, like in that format. I look at it always as a way to make money, to grow your business, and to serve the ecosystem that serves you. So the first part of podcasting strategically is really getting clear on the purpose and defining why you are doing podcasting. Here at Business Radio X, when we mentor and we coach people around podcasting, we refer to it as the POD method, P-O-D, and the P stands for purpose. And you have to be clear about the purpose, clear about the outcome you desire at the end of the day. And that's the reason you're doing podcasting. So we find that there's typically three outcomes that people desire. The first one is that they want to become famous, that they want to be the thought leader. They want to be the one that their personal brand is kind of attached to the podcast. A second group are people that just want to serve an ecosystem. They're doing it from a service mindset, and they want to share stories about people doing amazing things. They want to share stories about the groups that are serving that ecosystem and just kind of evangelizing about whatever the niche that they're in. And then the last group are the people that we typically work with are people that want to grow their business. These are people who are not directly linking the podcast to their personal brand, but they're using it as a vehicle to attract prospects and to serve existing clients and maybe spotlight industry leaders in their space. So they're using it as a way to build relationships and accelerate relationships. So an example from our work here is for the people looking to kind of achieve some level of fame is the first podcast that I was associated with was called Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. I was the fat guy. And the reason that this show existed was for me to help my business partner at the time, Adam Schaffern, who's a chiropractor, become branded as Dr. Fitness. So we created a podcast with the intention of kind of making him famous and to help him grow his chiropractic business. And that's what we did. Eventually, we did that show for probably close to 10 years, I think. And eventually he was able to leave the Atlanta area where we're based. And then he got involved in a practice in Alabama. He was on television there as Dr. Fitness. And he used it as kind of a lever to kind of grow his personal brand and his business. An example of a client that we had that used podcasting in the realm of service is a client that's called Training Pros. And they created a show called Learning Insights that spotlights the learning and development industry. And they highlight the keynote speakers at conferences. They spotlight just the executives doing amazing things in their space and the ATD and the different associations that serve the learning and development world. So that's how they use their podcast in order to kind of position themselves as a good corporate citizen. Finally, in terms of growing their business, we had a client that was a wealth management person who found that most of her business was around family business. And she did a show just focusing on family business. And in that, she highlighted people that could be clients of hers, people that ran family businesses, the industry leaders that were trusted advisors in family business. So that was something that she used as a way as lead gen to actually kind of grow her practice. Now, from what we've been talking about, when you're setting it up in each way, there's a different strategy. If you're going for fame, it's you. You are the star, and you want to talk about whatever that expertise is. When you're talking about service, you want to kind of share, give the guests a platform to tell their story. When you're trying to grow your business, you become the de facto media outlet for the niche you serve. And that's what we, when we're talking about purpose, that's really kind of the heart of that. The next part is the operations part. That's the O. Under operations, under operations, you have to decide what your platform is, what your audio capture technique is, guest acquisition, and the actual act of doing the podcast. In our world, it's best to automate and systematize most of that work. The last aspect is the distribution. And you want to automate some of that, but most of the time you want to engage in personally with most of that. And that's pretty much it. That's our pod method: purpose, operations, and distribution.
Maybe there'd be some value to this group if you were to share with them some of the work that we're doing with some of our client shows, like with CEO Exclusive, and how we're helping her use that to grow her practice.
What do you mean?
Sweeney Coke with Anona Enterprises, the way that we helped her reverse engineer that show.
That was my business partner, Stone. One of our clients is Sweeney Coke. And she wanted to position herself as she's a marketing consultant, and she wanted to connect with CEOs. So we created a show for her called CEO Exclusive that helps her meet powerful CEOs and get to know them and build rapport, and that helps her accelerate relationships with some of these CEOs in the space. So she's been able to leverage that to actually speak at Vistage, which is a CEO peer group. She spoke at their national convention. She's been invited to speak at other national CEO conferences around the country. And then she brings in CEOs every week on her show.
So I'll tell you what I like about that, because this is Stone Payton. I'm Lee's business partner. I get a chance to produce that show. And what is so interesting about that, they are so grateful, these execs. They feel like Sweeney is doing, and I feel like she is too, giving them such a gift to have an opportunity to come in and express themselves and capture that content. So we always are able to accumulate some marvelous content for their content marketing. It's terrific for Sweeney's brand. And then one of the things that I like about the way it works here in studio in particular is the 10 or 15 minutes after the mics are off, the dynamic that is created in that room, because they really have invested that time genuinely shining the light on these people and giving them a chance to share their story. And it's something traditional media is not doing a great job of. And I think we've been very fortunate that we've been given the opportunity to fill that void. But what happens in that next 15 or 20 minutes after the microphone is off, the relationships, the way that those relationships are formed so much faster and so much deeper. And for Sweeney, she's delighted to write us a check because she is getting quite a multiple from that. The return on investment for her in terms of becoming the de facto media outlet for that market is tremendous. And she is setting the foundation for relationships that just reward her many times over. And then what I get out of it, aside from I get a little bit of that check eventually when everything goes right. But I mean, it's almost like getting an MBA, sitting in this chair and smiling and pressing record. I mean, you just learn a ton, because some of the most bright, passionate people that are out there doing such fantastic work, I mean, you just, I soak it up like a sponge, and it's, to me, it's one of the great rewards of podcasting or doing, or working in this arena. It beats the hell out of working.
Yeah. And that's another thing is when you're looking at things strategically, when you're looking at podcasting strategically, the elements you're working with are the, you have several kind of constituents. One is your guest, is how do you leverage that, and how do you build a relationship that helps you and helps your the people that you serve. Your listeners and the people you engage with through social media, and when you distribute the content, how are you serving them? And then you have all the content that's created that can be repurposed and used for a variety of different ways. So we work a lot with these with podcasters who are frustrated because they came into podcasting focusing on the act of podcasting and didn't give a lot of thought about what's the best way to leverage this, what is the outcome they desire, and how can they best serve the people that serve them. And that's what we do here at Business Radio X, is we show people how to use the platform in order to help others tell their story and get the word out about the good work that they're doing.
Tell them what we're doing with the network, because that too, I mean, that's just, that takes everything to a whole new level, how we're expanding the network.
Yeah, well, at Business Radio X, we're trying to put this platform in the hands of consultants and entrepreneurs around the country, so we can let other people kind of leverage this kind of methodology in serving those local markets by helping the person that's representing us get the word out about the good work that's happening in all these local markets around the country. But that's how we find that we get the most bang for our buck in podcasting here at Business Radio X, is we're looking at this kind of holistically and strategically. And when in the B2B world, we find that the best way to leverage it is to use it to serve the people that serve you, and to do more of sharing stories and serving the business associations and serving the group that is writing you a check, rather than using it as a just a platform for you to kind of be smart. We call those the guru shows, and those are really difficult, we find, to monetize in the long run.
Tell them how many advertisers we have. How much revenue do we get for advertising?
We don't have any advertisers. Everything we do is sponsor-driven, and we find that's the best way to monetize. Well, that's it for me. If you want to learn more about Business Radio X, go to businessradiox.com, and you can connect with me at lee@businessradiox.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn at Lee Cantor, LEEKANTOR.